I feel good. You know, we got the job done. Obviously, you know, it was an up and down game. I mean, it was a battle for sure. Made some mistakes. We're able to overcome them. But good teams find ways to win. And that was what I thought tonight. I mean, our defense stepped up, played extremely well. I think, you know, New Orleans been averaging 30-plus points a game. And for our defense to step up and play the way they did tonight was impressive. I thought our offensive line played extremely well. You know, we ran the ball efficiently. We ran it physically. And, you know, I'm just proud of the way the guys competed for four quarters and got the job done. Great play by Deion at the end of the game. I was standing on the side. I had a good angle at it, kind of standing at the far end of the sideline watching it. And, I mean, it was – that's one of those plays as a quarterback, you want to be aggressive and give your guys an opportunity to make a play in that red area. But that's – Deion's a special player, and I think he's going to be a guy that a lot of people know about for a long time. I mean, he's a really good player and made a great play right there. Yeah, I think, you know, I think to me, the first interception was bad play. I mean, I just, in that situation, where we're at on the field, you know, I've got to throw the football away. I thought he was getting held. I thought we were going to get an opportunity for a call, but I've got to be better than that and throw the ball away. And then at the beginning of the second half, those are, they happen. You know, sometimes those, you know, physical mistakes happen. And then on the third in the end zone, you know, you want to give Julio opportunities. I didn't throw the ball nearly high enough where it needed to be. And I've got to make a better decision in that situation to know we have 3 points on the board. So I'm disappointed in a couple of the plays, but, you know, that's part of it. You know, sometimes it goes that way, and you've got to keep battling and keep your mindset right. And I was pleased with how I did that, and I was pleased with how, you know, our entire team did that. I've had worse games. Yeah, I've thrown five before. So, yeah, exactly. So I think that comes with experience. You know, I think that comes with confidence and belief in yourself. You know, sometimes that's how it goes. That's the case in all sports. I mean, that's just, you know, there are nights that are like that. But those, you know, don't define the outcome of the game. How you respond to those situations defines who you are as a player, who you are as a team. And I thought that was – critical for us as a team tonight to be able to respond on both sides of the ball, to make plays and to just gut it out and find a way to win.
It seemed like after the third interception, you guys went to the ground game more to try and get the offense back on track. What can you say about the job you attended and even the offensive line?
I thought our offensive line did a great job. You know, the entire game, specifically in the second half, we ran the ball really effectively. Our running backs ran hard, very physical. You know, I'm just, they did a great job. Our wide receivers were blocking hard on the outside, and that was the reason we won. I mean, we were able to move the ball, you know, very effectively, through, you know, on the ground, and it was a big reason why we won tonight.
You played these guys in a couple of weeks. Are you looking forward to it? And then what do you learn from this game to carry on to playing
them again? Well, yeah, we'll look at the film and take a look at, you know, some of the things we did well, some of the things we didn't do well, how they played us, et cetera, and make certain adjustments in a couple of weeks. But, you know, I'm looking forward to next week. At this point, you know, this time of the year, all that matters is Tampa Bay Bucks in 10 or 11 days. So, you know, we'll get to the Saints in 2 weeks.
I know you never would want to see must win before the game. Now that the game's over, would it be hard to come back from this game?
Luckily, we don't have to figure that out. I don't know. Obviously, winning's much better than losing. The run game's always good. Picks or no picks. I mean, running the football is always, you know, a good thing for an offense. But, you know, it helped us tonight, that's for sure. You know, I thought our offensive line did a great job. Running backs ran hard. And, you know, again, it was a big reason why we won the game.
Now, speaking of that, the last question notwithstanding, how important was it for the offense to be able to really control the clock? It seemed like after you guys scored that first, that long sustaining drive. It seemed like that was kind of the pattern that, hey, we need to keep Drew Brees off the field. So how important was you guys, even without the scores, to still move the ball and keep those sustaining drives?
Yeah, you know, I thought we moved the ball really well the entire night. We had a couple turnovers that kind of got us off schedule, we should have come away with more points in those situations. But it's huge. I mean, their offense is prolific. I mean, very good. I thought our defense, you know, did an excellent job the entire night of battling, making plays. You know, but it's always good to have it. It's always good to possess it. And they can't score when you got the ball.